Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Our delegation would like to reply to claims made by the Russian Federation. First, in respect of Ukraine, Canada does not accept the notion that the West was tearing Ukraine away from Russia. The facts are very clear. Ukraine is a sovereign and democratic state, and it was Russia that launched and is still conducting a war of aggression against Ukraine in violation of international law, including as set out in the Charter of the United Nations and in the Geneva Conventions. None of the excuses cited by Russia for its war of territorial acquisition hold up under international law. Canada will not accept Russia's annexation of Ukrainian territory. Second, in respect of NATO, we view Russia's statements against NATO as attempts to divert attention from developments that are of more immediate and pressing concern to this meeting. Russia falsely claims that NATO poses a threat to Russia. The reality is that prior to Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2014, the alliance's posture reflected a shared conviction that a conflict in Europe was unlikely and that Russia was considered a partner in NATO's strategic concept. Other NATO states have already responded to criticism of nuclear sharing in some detail, but we would like to underline a few points. NATO nuclear sharing arrangements are fully consistent with both Articles 1 and 2 of the NPT. NATO nuclear sharing does not transfer control over nuclear weapons to non-nuclear weapon states. NATO's nuclear deterrent is under firm political control by nuclear weapon states. NATO always has been and always will be a defensive alliance. Like other NATO states, Canada remains fully committed to the NPT and to the objective of reaching a world free of nuclear weapons. Thank you, Mr. Chair.